Alrighty, we're starting the shack meeting on 2/6/24 in the cafeteria. And the first thing on our agenda is Miss Tina Taylor talking about Texas Health Steps.
Okay. Well, my name is Tina Taylor, and I'm an outreach counselor and educator for the Texas Health Steps and STAR programs, which are associated to Medicaid, the recipients that receive Medicaid care. And most of your children here are probably under the STAR program. There's different programs of Medicaid, and the STAR program is for children and women plus pregnant without disabilities. That's who's eligible for the STAR program. They have another program called STAR Kids, which are for children that have disabilities or long-term, you know, like Down syndrome or, you know, cerebral palsy or anything that's extravagant where they have a lot of medical bills, they would be with the STAR Kids. So the difference between the plans are basically the Medicaid care is basically the same, except you're getting different insurances offered. Back in the old days when you got Medicaid, it was like, here's your Medicaid card, now you can go be seen by the doctors. But everything has changed since the 90s. The Human Health Services, they were filed the suit against because one of the child of someone, they didn't know about the benefits, and so therefore they nearly died because they don't know the benefits of Medicaid. Well, that just changed everything, and so they hired a company, which I work for, as Maximus, and we are there to educate and counsel people about their health care benefits when they receive them. The state, when you apply, when a family member needs to apply for their children to have insurance because they don't have the money to get their own private insurance, they would go to yourtexasbenefits.com, or you could go to the Human Health Service office and apply. That's how you get your Medicaid coverage, which is full body coverage. The child, you know, when they get their insurance plans, they would find pediatricians or clinics that take Medicaid. Here in Groveton, they take both of them. The clinic here in Groveton, they take them both. Then they have nearby, they have in Angelina, they have Angelina Pediatrics for children, and there's other places in Lufkin. I'm not familiar with all of them, but there's lots of places that take the two health insurance plans. So getting back to the STAR program, which is most, you know, children here probably have a lot of that program. So Texas Health Steps encompasses them to go and get their checkups for preventive health checks. So they're required to get their teeth cleaned every 6 months, which is twice a year, you know, to catch things early. And then, of course, if they have any issues, they can go back and be seen. So the dental program of Medicaid covers everything, and including braces, but only to the point they cover braces if the child's teeth are coming in and causing them pain. Are they deformed, you know, where they're impacting the permanent teeth from coming in, then they'll do braces. But typically they do not cover braces just for, oh, my child has a crooked tooth and I want them to have braces. They will not do that. It has to be in severe pain or something that causes them to impede the way they eat or talk. But that's the dental, and so that's a good program. Like I said, it covers everything except for braces unless it has the severe cases. Then the health care is full body. It includes organ transplants, so that's how detailed it is. So if a child has something where kidney failure or something like that, it covers all those things. So the benefits also include transportation. A lot of people may not have cars that run, you know, or they just can't afford to take their child to an appointment because they really, really want them to go to those preventive health checks because that catches things early before someone can get ill. So the insurances, when I educate, I call the members when they get approved. And I say, hello, my name is Tina. I'm an outreach counselor. And are you so-and-so? I have to verify and get there before I can release the information. So we get to that point of educating. I say, so are you familiar with Medicaid, STAR program? And they'll go, well, I have Medicaid. I said, yes, ma'am, but are you familiar with the STAR program? Do you know what your benefits are? And they go, well, I take my call, you know, to get checkup. And I said, well, do you know about transportation? So let's say that their car breaks down and they can't get there. They can call their insurance 2 to 3 days in advance of the scheduled appointment, 2 to 3 days advance before a scheduled appointment, and say, hey, my child has an appointment in Lufkin or wherever, and this is the doctor's name, this is the time they need to be there, and this is where I live. And so they can either schedule an Uber or Lyft or some kind of transportation to get them there. Or if they say, look, I have a friend that'll take me, but I'm going to need gas reimbursement, or I'm just going to need gas and reimbursement because I can't afford that trip. Same thing. Call them at least 2 to 3 days in advance for gas reimbursement. Now, here's the really good thing that people need to know. If their child has to go to a hospital for surgery and they have to be sent to Houston, Tyler, somewhere off, and they say, I want to be with my child, but how can I afford all that? I can't afford a hotel. And you call the insurance right away. And the choices that they have here in this area is Superior or WellPoint. And they get that information because I educate them that. But they would contact that insurance right away if that's to happen. You don't wait 2 or 3 days. You say, look, this is happening. My child is being transferred. They're going to have surgery or whatever the case is. They're going to have this procedure done. And I'm going to need help for gas. And I may have to spend the night. So I'm going to need help for lodging. And they have the case manager with the insurance that helped them with all that. And believe me, it works. It works because my boss, one of her granddaughters, they had twins, premature, and one of them had all kind of complications. I'm talking about everything. The child is still receiving medication. She's 5 years old still today because she can't even walk. She's going to be, it'll be a miracle when she can walk. So she's getting, they have to have nursing come to her home and all that kind of stuff. So trust me, Medicaid is handy, especially in those situations where it would just break somebody, you know. So, and if you know someone that has a child that has special needs and they can't afford that, tell them to apply for Medicaid because the child can get, you know, disability and then Medicaid can take care of all their payments and so forth. But my job is to educate, and that's what I do. I call them on the phone, and if I can't get them on the phone, then I have to do home visits. And so when I leave here today, I'll be heading to Henderson and then Nacogdoches to make a few of those home visits. Plus, I also go to the Human Health Service office itself in Trinity County, Houston County in Crockett, and Henderson at least once a month. Like today, I'm going to be sitting in Nacogdoches for an hour. So when the people come in, I catch them and say, so, you know, you're tall, are you covered? And they go, oh, yes, ma'am, I have Superior. I said, well, do you know about all the benefits? Okay, so what I just told you basically encompasses, but I'm going to pass this around so you can look at this. This is the chart that they get when they, in their packets, when they get their enrollments packets. These blue sheets, if you know anyone and you're and they say, hey, I got my benefits, ask them if they got their blue sheets. On the front page, this is, and it'll be this color in their packet. It tells them bullets, everything that Medicaid covers them. Vision, you know, like I said, organ transplants, ambulance services, everything. And it says help getting rides to transportation. Well, that doesn't give them much information, what I just told you, what they do. They just see that and it goes, oh, getting a ride to the doctor. Well, what does that mean to me? It doesn't go. So that's another reason we call them, because they don't know what that means. It's, you know, so yes, it helps you get a if you don't have the money to get to your appointment and so forth. Then it tells them the insurances, their contact information to the insurances offered. Now, here's the difference, because they'll say, their doctor says they take both of them. Well, which one should I take? Which one's a better insurance, Superior or WellPoint? Well, as far as the Medicaid coverage, they're going to be the same, because everything on the front page is what Medicaid covers them. When you flip that page over in the back, in the second page, front and back, they offer, the insurance offers value-added services. So the value-added services could be anything for vision, for example, WellPoint, it used to be AmeriGroup, but now it's WellPoint and Superior. But Superior offers extra money for glasses. So if you go down here under vision, on the left hand it says extra vision services. Well, WellPoint doesn't offer anything extra, but Superior offers an extra $150 to upgrade the frames, the lens, or contacts. That's one. And then another one, if it's a pregnant member older than 21, well, in the state of Texas, once you hit 21, you don't get Medicaid for dental, no matter what. It's just, that's it. So if it's a pregnant woman, though, the insurances offer some value-added services to the pregnant woman with their teeth. So Superior offers $250 toward getting their teeth cleaned, where WellPoint offers a dental cleaning kit in the mail. So that's, these are the things that really break it down. So let's say that you know someone who's pregnant and, you know, of course, they're on Medicaid. And the value-added service for pregnant members, Superior offers a $100 gift card for them to go to their first visit within 30 days of enrollment. So that's $30 gift cards. You can spend that on anything. Where WellPoint offers $25. They're like, already, Superior sounds really good to them because, you know, they have the better value-added services. They both get $50 for going to their postpartum, so there's the same on that. But then Amerigroup also has some nice, or it's not Amerigroup anymore, it's WellPoint. When you have a child in school age, they give them, they reward them for you taking them to get their vaccinations for the flu shots. WellPoint does. So you can get $20 per child, depending on what kind of shots are being given. And if they keep on going to their checkups, they reward them again. So they have a reward system for children in different age groups. But that information is all here. So I tell them, even if I get them enrolled and they already know which health insurance plan, they don't fill this out. I say, whatever you do, if I get you filled out and get you enrolled, please keep your blue sheets, because then you have the information of what everything covers you on the front page. And then on the second two pages, those value-added services. And there's a lot of things on there that really aren't pertained to the, you know, that child or whatever. But there are a lot of good things. Now, the last one I want to talk about for the value-added services is, I'm not trying to sell any insurance, but I'm just telling you. Superior offers what they call over-the-counter, and it's right under on the back page under the vision, where they offer you $25 worth of items mailed to your home from the pharmacy, which is probably CVS, because Berkshire Brothers doesn't do that. But if you call them, or if you download an app on your phone from Superior, once you, if that's the one you choose and you download their app on your phone, you can go to the rewards and they'll have a brochure of items, of all the items you can get sent to your house, which could be anything from diapers, wipes, household goods like laundry detergent, cleaning supplies. You know, if you've been to us, they have all those items, first aid kits, Band-Aids, shampoo, all those items. $25 quarterly per child. So that's $100 value per child. And for a pregnant member, it's, you know, by the way, they just extended Medicaid coverage to pregnant women. It used to be Medicaid covered them to 2 months after the baby's born. They've extended it now to a full year. So now they have the Medicaid coverage for a full year after the baby's born, along with their child. So that's good information, because it used to be just 2 months. And that's really, to me, I thought that was sad, because, you know, there's a lot of issue with women after their first child. They may want to see somebody and get our coverage, and they're stressed out and they have other children and they need that coverage for that first year or so. So after the baby's born now, they have a whole full year of Medicaid coverage, a pregnant woman does. So that means that they can go get their eyes checked, because they get vision. It's not just for pregnancy. And by the way, when I say pregnancy, it's also full Medicaid coverage. It's not just for pregnancy. They get all these benefits as well. So if they need to get their eyes checked and need glasses, they can do all that. So that's it, ladies. I'm sorry if I went a little bit too much, but I wanted you to be fully aware of what the benefits are, because a lot of people aren't. And that their child, you're thinking, well, they have coverage. Why aren't their child getting the coverage? They can't get them to, yes, they can get them to the doctor. If they need that transportation or they need gas money, tell them, let's educate them, as you know now. Mm-hmm. Have you tried your insurance? Because they do have transportation, or you call them because they have the non-emergency transportation number and they also have gas reimbursement. And two, if they have to go to a hospital, let them know that that insurance will help pay for the mom to stay with them. Okay? Do y'all have any questions for me?
So, like, if you have a kiddo that says they failed their hearing test and they're like, I don't have enough money to take them to the doctor, should I ask them, hey, do you have insurance?
Yes, yes.
Do you need help applying for Medicaid?
Right, yes, exactly. Do you have any health insurance? And they say, we don't. Well, have you applied for the state Medicaid? Because, you know, you probably could qualify. At least you can go try, at least. Mm-hmm. And give them the website if they have computer access. It's to yourtexasbenefits.com. That's where you can apply on. I tell them as well, if you want to receive information via texting or email, because, you know, everybody has their cell phones, instead of getting everything in the mail, there's that option. So when they're applying, check on the email and text. That way they can get those messages instead of everything being in the mail and losing paperwork and stuff like that. And then I always educate them about WIC as well. You know, children up to the age of 5 are eligible for WIC. And WIC provides all that discounted food and stuff like that. Any questions?
If they didn't have computer access, how would they do it?
Yes, okay, thank you. That's a good question. So they would have to have transportation, or maybe sometimes the clinics can help them, but I doubt it. They're so overloaded here in Brockton. But And go to the Human Health Service office in Trinity. They're located at 832 South Robb Street, which is going toward Huntsville. If you pass that little fishing place, that's where Trinity Human. Or if you want to go to Crockett, they have one in Crockett, too, on 304 Loop.
Okay.
Yes. So you can go to Crockett Human Health Services and apply.
Okay.
And Lufkin, too, if you want to, because Lufkin has an office downtown. But,
okay,
yeah, they can apply.
Have to be Trinity County.
It doesn't have to be Trinity County. Yes, ma'am. So all the counties that these insurances are, we're the last county south that these insurances are, because a lot of people go, well, I got, if you go to Huntsville, they don't take these. That's a different county. Walker County is not listed on here. So all the counties going all the way up to Texarkana are in this with the Superior and Wellpoint. And I have a lot of pregnant women that come to me in Trinity County that, because there's nothing in Trinity County. We know there's nothing. And they're like, well, I want to go to see my OBG in Conroe, Woodlands. And I said, okay. As long as they take one of these insurances, if they take WellPoint or Superior, then you can go there. But that's your only choices of insurances. Because they go, I would like to have Texas Children or whatever. They offer that up there. I said, yes, ma'am, but your address is in Trinity County. So these are the two. So if they offer any of these insurances, you're welcome to go there. Okay? So remember that, too. They can go to other counties that aren't listed there, but they have to take one of those insurances because their physical address is in Trinity County. That's good information, by the way. Any other questions? Okay, well, I didn't get to know everybody. I know you, but could I get an introduction from people around the table? Because
sure. I'm Rebecca Huff. I'm the assistant superintendent.
Okay, nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you.
I'm Brittany, the school nurse. At least a sharp chairperson of SHAC. And I work at Trinity Rehab, so I do a lot with Medicaid, but with old people, not kids.
Fallon Rivers.
Nice to meet you.
Ashley Crawford.
Yes.
Mona McDaniel, I'm the elementary school counselor.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Georgia Lee, I'm the registrar.
Yes, ma'am. And are you a student or?
Parents.
Oh, y'all are parents. Yeah. Okay, great. Good to see that. Sometimes they bring students, high school students, to these meetings, by the way.
That makes y'all feel so good.
But no, seriously, the one in Houston County in Crockett, they have a couple, they have volunteers because the high school students are interested, and that way they can get the word out to their family members. And usually it's from the Hispanic because their parents don't speak English, and so their child in high school can come and get that information and let them know. But that's an idea.
Yeah.
That's strictly up to you, but I just noticed that at Houston County they did that.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Well, ladies, I'm going to leave these here. These are some of the things that I leave with them when I go to their homes. It's like, don't miss you. I'll just keep this, and y'all can pass it around. And if they have babies, they have it in Spanish and English because they have scheduled appointments when they're pregnant that Medicaid mandates that they go to. And I always tell them, if they can't make an appointment, because sometimes we all have surprises in our life that, hey, I can't make my appointment because something has happened, all you do is call your doctor and say, look, I can't make my appointment today, but please reschedule me. Something has come up. Just don't be a no-show because that's taking somebody else's life. Mm-hmm. And then the transportation, a little bit about that, and, making sure they get their Texas Health Steps checkups and stuff. I think I have another one. And then importance of brushing teeth and stuff. Also, by the way, do y'all do Head Start here in the school, or where is that?
We're not Head Start anymore. Okay. It used to be, but this year we started.
So does any of the daycare have Head Start here in Brooklyn?
I'm not sure.
Because Trinity, they have Head Start.
Okay. They did away with it this year.
They did, okay. Well, anyway, I usually do take time for teeth classes to the preschoolers and first graders and tell them I have a thing about the teeth, and I hand out toothbrushes to them. So if y'all ever want me to do something like that, just let me know. I'll come and do it for you.
Okay. Would you do it for our pre-K even though they're not Head Start?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, because you know what? There's probably some kids in there that have the coverage, and it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The main thing is for them to be an incentive about brushing their teeth. And I hand out stickers to them and give them toothbrushes. And I give lots of hugs, and they give me hugs, and that just makes my day.
I would say at least half of our pre-K would qualify for it, and we received the benefit, but Head Start pulled out, so we kept pre-K. We kept going.
Okay, no worries, but yeah, if y'all wanted me to come one time in the morning, just give me a time, call me. You have my card, And if you'd like me to come, it's only like 15, 20 minutes long.
Okay.
Because you know, kids are ready. They don't. They're like, ah. Yeah. And then they're ready to get those stickers and their toothbrush and everything.
Okay, I'll get with the pre-K teachers and get back with you on that.
Okay, that'd be wonderful. Well, it was a pleasure to meet everyone.
You too.
Yes, thank you for coming.
If I didn't have to row, I would stay here and listen to your meeting, but I've got to go. I've got a long day in front of me.
Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate you.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, Debbie.
You too.
He's the only one I know here.
You doing
all
right?
I
think you're
tired.
Okay.
Oh, no. Wait till they send me home, I guess.
But this is my last year of doing this job. I'm retiring officially. I'll be 65, so.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, but I'll be doing other things. And I'm going to be doing a lot of things in the community here in Groveton. I'll have time to do it then. But with this job, I've just hadn't had enough time. Girl, y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My little jacket.
And how do I get out? Do I need someone to let me out or just go to the front and let me out?
You could just walk down that same hallway and then and the office lady will grab your badge from you and stuff. Thank you. Okay. I got a emergency with my diabetic. I have to go call the hospital.
Okay.
So let me do a real quick rundown. Mm-hmm. Okay, Coach Lankford's not here, and I was just wondering if she still wanted to do that fun night thing. So I guess I'll get with her and see what she says about that, because she did mention that last time. Miss Debbie said we're going to do that
wellness policy
probably at the beginning of next year, because it's going to take about 2 hours, she thinks.
Can we have that meeting in the boardroom? Meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere where there's a back on the chair.
Yeah, somewhere comfy.
There's not children.
Let's see. Walk across Texas. Let's see what I did that for a start. Okay, March 4th, I was thinking we could start Walk Across Texas. That ends us the beginning of May, so I thought that was about a good time to end. And we're doing like a weight loss challenge at the elementary right now, and it ends May 1st, so they're kind of lining up together. Maybe we could do the prizes for like the top walkers or whatever like we've done in the past. I put the fifth grade garden. I haven't heard because we're not doing with the ag extension lady that usually contacts us every year. I haven't heard from her this year, so I didn't know if fifth grade was going to do their garden again and if they needed help. So has anybody heard on that? Okay, I'll ask Miss Parson because that's who usually does that one. And then water day, Chandra knows a lot about it. You want to tell them about water day and y'all could get together about water day? Okay. All right, I'm going to run up there.
I left my dates on my calendar in my office. Did you have them on your calendar?
No, I didn't have them.
Okay, we'll just put my dates on my calendar.
You can send them out to us.
Yeah. Okay.
Put them on that email. Okay.
I can't remember the dates, but we have 2 dates and they're in May. And the second, it's like the third week of May. I remember the dates though. Oh, you know what? I can tell you right here because I already emailed the snow cone man this morning. May 15th and 16th is water day.
I can work both days.
And the snow cone man will come both days. He's good for that. And I'm going to be ordering the water slides this week. So I'll go ahead and get with the guy and order those 3 water slides. So I'll go ahead and reserve those. We do have some snack bar stuff, but we don't have much because they went through it quickly last year.
Yeah.
So we can just go get some more or something. We'll get to that maybe next week or something. So
did we ever think of a way to not be so muddy?
I put those pools down last year.
It
helped a little bit.
Not much.
But those tarps go, we put tarps down.
Right.
But there's no other way. I can't think of any other way to make it where it doesn't get muddy, because they don't want to put it on concrete.
Right. It'll hurt. Well, and it'll hurt the kids.
Yeah. So there's no other way. And we can't move them once they're up.
Right.
Because they're so heavy. So I can't think of any other way to.
It just smells so lovely.
It smells so good. Yeah.
That last day, evening, it's bad.
And Miss Langford gets in it every time. I'm like, girl, you're better than me.
Yeah. I wish we had somewhere we could do it that's better, but.
I know. I mean, it's good where it's at, yeah. But it's just so.
I think we're going to try to keep this. Well, I'll get with Ms. Lowry, but the same times, if she wants to change the times, okay. We can do that. But I'll let her look at the time frame. That way she can decide what she wants to do. It's different principal this year.
Do the pools drain every night, or y'all just keep it up all night?
We unplug the water slides, and they drain.
Water goes out of it?
A lot. Yeah, that's okay. Why it's so muddy. Okay. And then we try to pour those pools out mm-hmm. a lot. I have gotten with Ms. Plotz, and she's going to let us borrow the FCCLA kids. And I've got with Todd, and it's not going to conflict with the awards days for high school, so that will be good. So I've got with all of them. I think I've covered all the bases on water day. As far as contacting everybody to know that what's the going on. I can't think of anything else, but we will talk about like snacks and stuff whenever it gets closer to time. I know we still have a bunch of waters.
They never drink the water.
It was little waters and little juices that we used for something.
We just had them left.
In the elementary. We used something in the elementary. We used it for something. OUIL.
Yeah.
And so we can just use those. Okay. That it's kind of just sitting in there. So those are good. We still have some Gatorades that are still good. So.
And make sure to buy lots of Takis.
Mm-hmm. Lots of hot chips and Takis and sour stuff. They love that stuff. But we'll go through that once we get closer.
When do y'all want to do the next meeting on? We'll need to meet before water day so we can get through snacks.
Yes, definitely.
Heather.
Yeah, usually we don't usually meet.
You might be a copy of this right quick.
What about
can I get one too?
You may have to punch the power button on my
phone. Can I get one too?
Oh, yes, I need two of them.
I don't remember star dates in April.
Sometime early April.
Is it early April? What about when you meet? I want to say like the 16th of April, or y'all want to do, because I think, or y'all want to do the 29th, or y'all want to do, I think early May is just too close to mm-hmm. water day.
I'm good with whenever.
I'm fine with either one.
Because whatever we buy, I mean, it's not like it's going to go bad.
The 16th. The 16th is a Tuesday. And do that okay. Makes April 16th.
And that literally gives us a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we'll do that. Okay. Is that going to be a good... Are you going to do your thing that day, or is that going to be... Do you have something to present?
I think we're going to do it. She's at the beginning of next year.
Oh, yeah. Next year. Oh, yes. I don't put
okay.
you
off. I was like, I thought we just talked about this.
I thought okay. dementia has set in.
Okay. I think that's all we had.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you for coming.